Happen Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I don't know why that's giving me that little bell right there. It shouldn't be doing that. Anyway, listen, welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, June 5th, 2012 here. Start of a brand new show here in our new time slot. And I want to start off with a little bit of a program note. We're getting a lot of emails and some concern about this. Diana Spingola is still with RBN, but RBN now has two channels, Channel A and Channel B. And Diana is actually broadcasting right now. She's across the hallway, so to speak, broadcasting in Studio B, which is the new one, you know, with the really nice soft chairs and the wall-to-wall carpeting and the indirect lighting and all this other stuff. So she's still here, and I know people are complaining to RBN that they couldn't find her, and I'm actually getting a lot of emails all of a sudden. People are unhappy that Diana and I are opposite each other now. And no, this is not a duel. We're not out there on the parking lot with our foils going at each other or anything like that. It's just RBN is growing. And, you know, we're all just spreading out and trying to get as much programming done as we can and get out the word to you, our audience here. Now, the phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Dan the man is in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. And my goodness, we already have a caller on the line. Nick in Arizona. Aloha, Nick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. It's been a while since I spoke to you, and just want to say congrats on the time slot, and I really hope you give them heck. I just wanted to, this has been on my mind for a while, and it just makes sense to me, and I don't understand why more people don't see it. You know, everybody complains, we're on the hook for the taxes, we're on the hook for this, the bailouts were on the hook, and we got to pay all this money back in the taxes. And nobody stops to think, like, wait, if the money's not backed up by anything except the full faith and credit of the U.S. government, which is code word for our slave labor to pay it back, why are we paying a middleman for what we already have to pay back? Nobody figures that out. Okay, we have to pay it back. We're on the hook for it. Why aren't we just issuing the money ourselves and cutting the middleman out of the process entirely? Save us a heck of a lot of money and a heck of a lot of problems. It makes sense.
Well, yeah, but that's the way this country was started. We kicked out the middleman called the Bank of England. It took a war to do it. And, you know, the private bankers sort of dug themselves back into our society like an Alabama tick. We've had three of these banks now. First and second banks of the United States. They were going to call this one the Third Bank of the United States, and then the money junkies said, you know, that might alert people to what we're doing. So they decided to call it the Federal Reserve to sort of dupe the rubes into thinking it was actually part of the government and part of the Treasury Department, which it is not. It's just another private central bank hijacking the economy of an entire nation to service their greed. And we absolutely should not have a middleman. We should not have anybody in charge of our national economy other than our civil government. And when you have private bankers in charge of a nation's economy, it's going to have about the same result as having drug addicts in charge of the pharmacy. You're not going to get a good result out of this.
Not going to get a good result. And it's so laughable. I think about, you know, what Edison said. If the government can issue these bonds, why aren't they issuing the money? And it's such an indictment on the country. Oh, we live in the greatest country on earth. People may not feel that way much anymore, but, you know, the previous generation, and it's like, wait, you don't issue your own money, you don't control your own borders. What do you do? You run around and pontificate and blab about issues that have absolutely no effect on everybody's daily life. It's a joke. You know, they've given up the control of one of the most powerful elements of a nation, and they still run around and call themselves a powerful nation. It's like I try to explain to people, who's more powerful at my job, the guy that's given me the check or me? What am I going to do, go to my boss and dictate to him, oh, I want you to do this, that, or the other thing? They're the ones giving you the money. It's the same thing with the bankers. They're the ones providing the money to the government, and we think that the government is the one that's in charge.
Obviously, they aren't. We saw that with all these Wall Street bailouts. We have to take a break for commercials. Thanks, Mike, for the call, Nick. I'm going to respond some more after we come back from the break. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I would like to share a quote with you. And the quote goes very simply. If our nation can issue a dollar bond, it can issue a dollar bill. The element that makes the bond good makes the bill good also. The difference between the bond and the bill is the bond lets money brokers collect twice the amount of the bond and an additional 20%, whereas the currency pays nobody but those who contribute directly to in some useful way. It is absurd to say that our country can issue $30 million in bonds and not $30 million in currency. Both are promises to pay, but one promise fattens the usurers and the other helps the people. Thomas Edison, The New York Times, December 6, 1921. It is absolutely true. There is no reason for the government not to be printing its own money. That's the way the nation was started. The bankers bribed their way into taking control of the economic system for their own benefit. It is not for the benefit of the people. And when you have government and business working for their own interests against the people, you have fascism. That's where we are. We are not a capitalist nation at all. We are a fascist nation, a fascist economic dictatorship. All righty, moving right along. As I mentioned earlier in the week, starting tomorrow and going through Friday, we're going to have several of the survivors from the USS Liberty on our show talking about Israel's attack on the ship the attempt to initially frame Egypt for it to trick the United States into yet another war on Israel's enemies, and various other aspects of it. We are finding, because Israel's public image is very much in decline, its trustworthiness is in decline, people around the world, there was this big BBC poll that says people aren't buying the paid media image of Israel any longer. They understand it's bought and paid for public relations. And as a result, the survivors of the USS Liberty are finding that people, by and large, are much more responsive to the story of Israel's attack on their ship and the subsequent betrayal, both by the Israeli and the U.S. governments. So we're going to be talking a lot of that. We're going to be hitting that one pretty hard here. Thursday, we're going to have the chaplain, Ron Kukal, from the USS Liberty. He unfortunately had to clean up many of the bodies, and we're going to have Phil Turney and James Morris on Friday. There is a rumor going around the net that Bob Chapman has died of his pancreatic cancer. I'm actually not able to confirm it at this time, and part of the confusion is that, at least if you trust Wikipedia, there is a soccer player of the same name who died yesterday. Now, maybe Wikipedia made a mistake and put the obit in the wrong article. There is no announcement over at Bob Chapman's own website, so I've sent an email, and hopefully we'll get a reply back one or the other. But we do seem to be losing a lot of Patriots right now, and it's a very, very sad story. And yes, I'm getting a lot of email. Pancreatic cancer is one of the weapons of assassination the U.S. Uses. And, yeah, that's true, and leukemia and a bunch of other stuff like that. So we know all about the little nasties the Central Intelligence Agency has put out there. All righty, let's see. This is kind of an interesting story. I mean, the Queen's Diamond Jubilee is finally over. I mean, it was CNN was fawning all of the Queen's Diamond Jubilee. I'm sorry, it's a parade. That's all it is. It's a parade. It doesn't justify global coverage. One little note, though. I was tuned into CNN waiting desperately, forlornly, for something approaching real news, and they kept going to these tight shots on the Queen. And I'm sure from a distance, down there in the crowd of the masses, it looks like she's smiling because got this really bright red lipstick on her mouth and everything. But on those telephoto shots where the smile doesn't go any higher than the nose, she looks like she's baring her fangs. Maybe they're making a big deal about this, the 60th Jubilee, because they don't expect her to make it another 10 years. So who knows here. But there's already a scandal regarding the Jubilee. Apparently, the security firm that was handling security for the Jubilee was going out to job seekers and offering them work experience to be, do unpaid security for the Queen's Jubilee. And apparently a bunch of them were recruited to literally sleep under the bridges to make sure nobody was, you know, going down there to do something nasty, which was stupid. All somebody has to come down and say, you know, I've actually got money to pay you guys if you look the other way. And so there's a big investigation going into that. And I understand this whole work experience, unpaid job thing. You know, my nephew went for an entire year working for free for the state government to build work experience, which is a new slavery. And listen, here's the reality. You're not going to cure an unemployment crisis by forcing people to work for you for free, whether you call it internships or work experience or whatever all else it is. The more you get people to be your slaves, the less need you have to actually hire somebody and create a job. And so this is absolutely the wrong direction for people to be going in terms of dealing with the unemployment crisis here. Now, yesterday there was an interesting story, and it pertains actually to Great Britain. Is the United Kingdom about to engage in a stealth default? In other words, they're looking for a way where they can start going to certain creditors and say, we can't pay you, but we'll do XYZ if we can work this out quietly and keep it out of the news, because that would trigger a rush and a panic. So we may start seeing this all across the Eurozone, where, you know, every time one of these countries goes into default or a run in the bank like Greece or Spain, everybody, you know, it just contributes to the general panic, as well it should. You know, when the rear end of the ship is when the front end of the ship is going under the waves, the people on the rear of the ship ought to be at the panic stage here right now. And so they're basically, you know, what they're doing, what the money junkies are doing, to continue that analogy of the Titanic, is the first class people, the wealthy, are telling all the third class people, go back down below decks. There's nothing going on here. We just decided we were going to take the rowboats out for a little boat race in the middle of the Arctic night. And that's really what's going on. They're talking about stealth defaults. They're going to stealthily hit the lifeboats and, you know, go down to the water with all their treasures and row away and let everybody else go down with that. All righty, let's see. We're going to grab a phone call here real quick. Susan in Florida. Aloha, Susan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. I wanted to call in and confirm that the real Bob Chapman of the International Forecast is dead. Unfortunately, he was covered on the Power Hour this morning with Joyce Riley. They've been in touch with his daughter, Jennifer, and he died yesterday.
Well, I am sorry to hear that, and Dan in the control room has just forwarded a copy of the letter from Jennifer Chapman confirming his passing.
Yeah.
It's just weird because, you know, everybody was sending me this Wikipedia article about the soccer player was the one who died.
Yeah. Well,
and I guess what it is.
Well, he had told Joyce, I guess it was quite a few weeks ago, and asked her please not to say anything. He didn't want it out. And what amazes me is that he was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer in January. And he continued to broadcast on many shows up until April 11th. Then I noticed there was a change in his voice. Also, his memory was going. He was having great difficulty. When he was talking, he would all of a sudden reach to a point where he couldn't speak anymore, and then he'd say, I can't remember, and then he'd say whatever he was trying to. So he was definitely in trouble, but he didn't stop until he couldn't go anymore, which is amazing.
Well,
no question,
that he's a hero by any reasonable definition of the word. And sadly, of course, he's not the sort of hero who gets these medals and these little decorations and statues and everything that the government uses to trick us into saying, you should pay attention to this person and don't dare pay attention to that other person. We know that people like Bob Chapman or Tom Cryer, who also passed recently, are actively denigrated by the powers that be. And then they turn around and they give Barack Obama the Nobel Peace Prize. So you should listen to him because he's got the Peace Prize. And don't you dare pay attention to Susan in Florida or Mike Rivero or Tom Cryer or Bob Chapman and the rest of it. So, but it doesn't work anymore because, you know, all you have to do is look at the ratings of the corporate media versus like the readership at whatreallyhappened.com. And you'll understand that those old fashioned, those traditional forms of disinformation are kind of, you know, they've had their day and they're going away.
I also wanted to tell you I'm happy about the show change in time because, unfortunately, before I was forced to listen to podcasts because I could never figure out what time you were on. Every time I tried to figure out, I knew Central was an hour behind us. Yeah, I'm on the East Coast. But I never could, every time I tried, I couldn't get it, so I finally just went to the podcast and was happy with that. So this is the first time I've been able to listen to you live. Isn't that unbelievable?
Well, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you called in. I mean, listening live is really only advantageous if you pick up that phone and you call 813-934-43 and you get in here to mix it up.
I wanted to get it out about Bob because he was like a grandfather to me. I mean, I've listened to him for I can't tell you how many years. And I did get his international forecaster, too, which was not only about the economy, but he had many articles on everything else that was going on.
We cited him as a source many, many times here at whatreallyhappened.com, and it is sorry that he's passing. And, you know, I've been working on What Really Happened here for, I guess, about 18 years. I've actually been doing it long enough I don't remember exactly how long I've been doing it. 1994 is when we started, and unfortunately, part of that is that along the way you get to see a lot of really good people who are no longer with us, and it can be overwhelming. And so to lose two so close to each other and then have Wikipedia kind of, you know, mess us up by putting the wrong Bob Chapman as the one who died yesterday. So now we've got it all straightened out, and I got to be very honest, I was kind of hoping it was the soccer player because I really don't care about soccer. But it's a shame that Bob Chapman's gone. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, one of the articles that we linked to whatreallyhappened.com today is titled Open Letter to Chancellor Merkel, Sacrifice Spain. I am still very concerned about all this focus that somehow Germany is now responsible for the fate of the European Union. And there is a comment within this article about the open letter to Chancellor Merkel. And let me read you the direct quote. Now the international consensus has collapsed. Elite opinion is confused. And Germany has become the arbiter of the European financial crisis. The U.S. administration's economic policy has produced poor results, and the American president wants to blame his problems on you. Your neighbors, the IMF and the Obama administration, are trying to persuade you to extend Germany's credit to paper over the indebtedness of the rest of Europe. Yet common sense makes clear Germany's resources are finite. While German voters fail to understand why they should put their future in jeopardy to support countries plagued by corruption and inefficiency. And this is sort of a recapitulation of something I've been saying for a couple of weeks now. It looks like as Europe starts to come apart, and by the way, if Spain leaves the EU, there is no more EU, because it's one of the major anchor nations holding that all together. it is inevitable Europe's going to come apart. Now they're looking for somebody to blame, and they're going to blame Germany. Why? Well, because blaming Germany worked in the last two world wars. And I think Merkel ought to be very, very concerned about making sure the world understands the real authors of this problem, of where we are. This is chillingly close to a repeat of the run-up to World War II, where Germany just decided they were going to take care of their own economy. They got rid of the private central bank that was imposed on them by the during the Weimar Republic, by the Treaty of Versailles. They went to a value-based currency that so turned the German economy around, it was called the German Miracle. They put Hitler on Time Magazine's Man of the Year because he literally brought Germany out of depression and turned it into this economic and manufacturing powerhouse that threatened the exports of most of the rest of Europe, including Great Britain. Winston Churchill was saying, you know, if they're going to go on importing to the same people we import to, we're going to have to go to war against them. So in 1933, the banking cartels, terrified that once again the specter of a government-issued value-based currency was threatening their little schemes, declared a global boycott against Germany. The newspapers all said, it's all Germany's fault. We've got to go after Germany, boycott them, destroy their economy. And basically, it was the backlash from that boycott that set the stage for Germany to just say, to heck with it. We're going to start grabbing other people's land if they don't want to do business with us anymore. Basically goaded Hitler into the war. And the abuses of the banking cartels against the German people from the Weimar Republic is what fueled so much of the hatred against the banking class that was there. And now we're seeing the same thing all over again. It is the banking class that have destroyed the economy of planet Earth. The mortgage-backed security fraud, the derivatives. They're now finally admitting to some $600 trillion in derivatives dangling over the heads of the American taxpayers right now. But we're going to blame Germany because that's what we did the last two times, and look how well that worked out. So Merkel had better start thinking about some serious international public relations to say, look, I didn't create this mess, and you are completely unfair demanding that we fix other people's problems. Actually, the American people should have stood up and said the same thing. Why are we on the hook for Wall Street's crimes and recklessness and corruption? The answer is we're not, and Germany's not responsible for holding the EU together when so many money junkies are there with a meat axe trying to take it apart. So anyway, let's see. Now, CNBC is over there basically accusing Morgan Stanley, whose stock price is going down right now, of painting the tape with regard to the Facebook IPO. In other words, of going out and doing market manipulation, which they know all the big players have been doing all along. They're struggling valiantly to keep the markets in the green right now. And CNBC has come out and basically said, yeah, Morgan Stanley is painting the ticker tape. Morgan Stanley's CEO is saying it's perfectly legal. In fact, it's perfectly illegal to manipulate a stock price, especially right before the close or right before an IPO. It is illegal. It is fraud. The SEC should be over there talking to them. Unfortunately, market rigging is the only thing keeping the stock market looking like it's halfway healthy. So the government is going to turn a blind eye to it like they have all along here. All righty, let's see. 21 signs this could be a long, hot, crazy summer. I mean, people are talking about the perfect storm of confluent events that are leading to an economic crash. And it's all variations on a theme. It comes back to this idea that there is a lot more debt than there is money with which to pay that debt, and that is by design the result of this private central banking model. It is time for the world to stand up and say debt-based monetary systems do not work, cannot work, will not work. Let us go back to what worked for the people. But the money junkies are going to keep pointing bayonets on you until you willingly go back to being your obedient slave self. We'll be right back.
Your are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, John, you know, we were kind of wondering
what?
That, well, we knew you guys were saving stuff and getting ready for something like
yes.
this.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say
the answer's no.
Man, I've been your friend for 20 years. We played on the company softball team together.
We simply don't have enough food.
But I'm your friend.
Look, Norbert, I came to you 3 years ago. And you basically called me crazy and walked away.
But...
sorry.
Bummer.
Folks, they may be rolling their eyes at you now, but they'll be on your front porch when it all hits the fan. So why don't you mosey on over to TexasReady.net and order up a Liberty Seed Bank for you, your shirt-tailed relatives, and all your non-prepping friends. Order your bank at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas ready?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Apparently, Bob Chapman's daughter has written a letter confirming the details of his passing. And I was sent a copy earlier, but I was told it was confidential, not for posting. Now I'm hearing it is being posted across the web, so we're going to try and get that back up on the web for people to read. But yeah, it's sadly confirmed that Bob Chapman, our Bob Chapman, international forecaster Bob Chapman, has passed away here. All righty, I want to get back to the story we were talking about before about the derivatives. We have been talking about that, and the scale of the problem is a little hard to get a grasp on because derivatives are unregulated still, even after the AIG collapse. They're still unregulated. And so as a result, there's really no entity keeping a good bead on where the derivatives are going. The Bank of International Settlements knows the derivatives that are poised to be collected because that's the clearinghouse that where they go through. And according to them, they're looking at $647 trillion in derivatives, a ticking time bomb linked to the collapse of Europe. And the problem with that, of course, is, as we reported about a week ago, the Obama administration has set it as official U.S. federal government policy that when the derivatives start showing up on Wall Street's doors, Wall Street has nothing to worry about because they're going to make the American taxpayer cover the losses yet again. At least that's Obama's theory. Okay, but then at this point, Obama is thinking that if he flaps his arms high enough, hard enough, he can fly to the moon. The money is not out here. The idea that there is hundreds of trillions of dollars of extra change out here in the heartland is absurd. What they're going to do is simply print up $647 trillion in brand new Federal Reserve notes and use them to basically paper over this debt crash. It'll be hyperinflation. And not only will the eventual repayment of this $600 trillion back to the Federal Reserve be added to your accruing tax bill, but you will be forced to suffer the consequences of the hyperinflation. Food prices will triple. Gas prices will quadruple. Medical costs, already the most expensive in the world, will go right through the roof, and people will not be able to go to the hospitals and their doctors. Might actually save a few lives. But the U.S. government's only solution to this economic disaster they allowed to happen through their inaction and refusal to stand up to the Wall Street money junkies is to force you to cover the cost for everything. The poor are made to pay for all. It's a quote out of Umberto Eco's book, The Name of the Rose. There's a movie made of that book with Sean Connery, and it's a very good movie. But it doesn't do the book justice. It's a very hard book to read. Umberto Eco is an intellectual, and he writes very esoteric. And if you don't have a good grounding in history and sciences, you're going to miss a lot of what he's saying. But it is a fun book to read. All righty, let's see. We got a caller on the line. Danny in Arizona. Aloha, Danny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Sean Connery and Christian Slater.
That's right.
In the name of the rose. I wanted to talk a little bit about those derivatives.
Yes.
And I honestly think that there should be a ban on all derivatives. I don't think they should be traded at all. They should stop because they're very dangerous. And even the banks, these big banks like J.P. Morgan that are involved in these deals, they don't even understand the complexity of the contracts they're in.
No, well, the complexity was the result of the scammers, you know, basically putting over a scam. They made it so complicated, people couldn't really understand what they were buying into. Now, there are some derivatives that are legitimate and justified. You know, short selling as a means of limiting risk is a good idea, but it did need to be regulated where the derivatives were, confined to their original purpose of mitigating risk. And so forth. But it turned into this giant gambling casino, and everybody just went out and did whatever they felt like doing. And I think the biggest abuse of derivatives, and the one that should have been closed, and the federal government failed in not closing it, was this idea that you could buy a credit default swap on somebody else's asset. Mm-hmm. In regular insurance, like if you buy a fire insurance policy on your own home, that is perfectly legal. But if you buy a fire insurance policy on your neighbor's home, that is a crime. You don't own that asset. You don't have the right to go and buy an insurance policy on it. But on Wall Street, you can buy credit default swaps on other people's assets. And that's where this whole runaway open-air gambling thing came in, and where most of this $600 trillion in derivatives exposure has resulted from. And,
yeah,
Wall Street... Go ahead.
At the very least, they should be banning those... CDS, those credit default swaps and mortgage-backed securities, they should be completely banned from the market. And I think the way that they're handling it is almost the same way they're handling the radiation from Fukushima. They're not talking
about it.
They're not talking about it. They're just letting it spread out into the general. They're just letting it spread out into the general food chain so that all the useless eaters can eat all the fish and take the result of all the toxic waste. And they don't even know what's going on until they get sick and they die.
And well, I always, you know, very much the case. You know, I mean, going back to 2008, the official U.S. government policy was they weren't going to look at the mortgage-backed securities problem. They weren't going to investigate it. They weren't going to arrest anybody because everybody was just going to be better off believing the banking system was still trustworthy. That didn't stop the civil suits, which is why we know or we're getting a good grasp on the scale of exactly what did happen. But you're absolutely right. The government doesn't want you to know how Wall Street behaved, how criminal they really were, because then the government is shown as complicit for not having stopped it in the first place. And again, I want to go back and say that there are some credit default swaps which are legitimate because you ought to be able to buy insurance to cover against unexpected business losses. But I think this idea that you're allowed to buy insurance on somebody else's assets is just ludicrous. I mean, look at Goldman Sachs did with California bonds. The state of California paid Goldman Sachs to sell their California bonds. Then Goldman Sachs turns around and advises their clients to buy credit default swaps on those same bonds, betting that they were going to collapse, which they ultimately did. And this is something that clearly should not be allowed to happen. As far as mortgage-backed securities, I think the problem there wasn't the bundling of mortgages into securities. It was that they were such popular sellers that everybody started short-cutting the process, and the bundling broke the securitization chain. So the people selling the mortgages no longer had to worry about whether they'd be paid back or not. And that removed a built-in inherent safety factor in the mortgage industry. And again, all the decisions were being made in terms of profits and dollars, and nobody was thinking about whether the system as a whole was going to continue to work smoothly and in a way that benefited all of society. And again, we get back to the situation. All of this stuff can be made to work as long as money junkies are not allowed to be making these key decisions regarding the structure of our society or safety systems at Fukushima.
Well, yeah, well, good luck trying to get that to happen.
Well, I mean, France got it to work for about 100 years, you know, after 1793 yep. through 1808.
But did they have credit default swaps and mortgage-backed securities?
No, but they had the equivalent corruptions that led to the French Revolution. And after they went through a few French revolutions, France finally got a government that said, look, we better take care of the people if we want to hang on to our jobs here. Same thing here in the United States of America. After we kicked out the previous government in 1779, the new government came in and said, look, we got to take care of these people and make their lives work, or they'll turn around and throw us out. And it seems that sometimes it does take a revolution to remind the government that they are the servants of the people, not the masters. I mean, our government so very clearly sees itself as a servant to Wall Street bankers, and that they and the bankers are masters of the nation, and they've driven it into absolute ruin, and their only solution for the problems that are coming up is screw the poor for a little bit more, because that's what worked in the last couple of years, and by golly, it'll work again.
Yeah, I hope so. But anyway, thanks for taking my call, Mike.
All right, you got it. Thanks an awful lot there. All righty, let's see. Verizon is getting ready to lay off 1,700 workers after paying their CEO $22 million last year. And again, this is the sign, classic sign of a fascist economy. The rich are getting richer. The poor are being deprived of their jobs. Even Verizon's letting people off. Now, we've been talking about Facebook's IPO and the problems they were having and why the IPO opened at the price it did, given the defection of several of their key advertisers. Well, now there is a new poll that has gone out and basically showed that on Facebook, because of the way they have Facebook structured, shows 80% of the users are ignoring Facebook's advertising. And I don't spend a lot of time on Facebook. The ads are basically invisible. And I don't want to encourage Facebook to get into this thing where you must watch the ad before you can go to the page. And I certainly don't want to do that at my own website. But, you know, the reality is after a while, you know, people are going to tune the ads out. And if you're basing your entire company on the ad revenues only, you know, you're going to be in trouble. Now, we have a lot of people who support Republic Broadcasting and support WhatReallyHappened.com through advertising, but it's out of a sense of awareness of the work that we're trying to do and get the truth out to people. And so we're very, very grateful to all of our advertisers for that support because we wouldn't be here without them. But, you know, at the same time, you know, we try and create ads that are very creative and funny and will entice people's curiosity to look at the ads. But we're not going to just shove it in your face the way some of these other, you know, corporate websites are trying to do here. And, Facebook shouldn't have done an IPO. They're in more and more trouble. Zuckerberg is being sued for financial manipulations. And again, it's almost a classic pattern. You'll start with a business that's making a good product, and all of a sudden you start thinking less and less about your product and service and more and more about getting to that big open-air casino called Wall Street and having an IPO and having chips to play in this big financial sweepstakes. And somewhere along the line, for pretty much every American corporation, that love of making a quality product or service just for the joy of making a quality product or service got lost. And it's almost like we have an entire generation of mid and top management people who view the actual production of manufactured goods or agricultural produce or a service as kind of like a necessary evil we have to get past in order to get into the big game on Wall Street. That's a very unhealthy attitude, and unfortunately was fostered by Harvard Business School at the end of World War II. And we need to get away from that. We need to basically rebalance the value systems of the nation. And I'm not saying being rich is a bad thing, but we do need to acknowledge there are better ways to get rich and not so good ways to get rich. And again, the examples I like to use are like a Steve Jobs or a James Cameron, who make a product, make a computer, make a movie. We voluntarily choose to take advantage of, and we of our own free will give them our money in exchange for tickets to Avatar, Apple Computer, whatever. And these people get rich, and that is what capitalism is supposed to be. And we applaud and admire these kind of people. But these Wall Street money junkies who are reaping, I think, something like 47% of all corporate profits are created in these financial industries out of nothing. They produce nothing that benefits the American people. They just game the system to bring money to themselves, and they share a piece of the action with members of Congress, and they call themselves clever for having produced money without giving anything back to society in exchange for it. I think that's a very unhealthy attitude. And again, it's the classic pattern of fascism. Meanwhile, over in New York, not too far from Wall Street, Mayor Bloomberg was joining the political bigwigs at the Celebrate Israel parade. Huzzah, huzzah. They had this big parade on Sunday on Fifth Avenue. And they had all these pro-Israel organizations and all these pro-Israel politicians, you know, Michael Bloomberg and Senator Charles Schumer and boom, 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 crashing all over the place. And it was interesting. In the article, they say thousands of onlookers and everything. But if you look at the video on this story, and we did link it to whatreallyhappened.com, there's nobody on the sidelines. They threw a parade and nobody showed up. There are no crowds on the sidelines. The camera angles are tight on the politicians who are there proving how much they love Tel Aviv. But when they pull wide to show the marching bands and all the blue and white decorations, you look carefully, you go see right through to the buildings. There's nobody on the sidewalks. I think it's a very, very telling indicator that Israel's influence in the United States is very, very much on the wane. Now, more and more attention continues to be focused on the situation with the illegal settlements in Palestine. And Netanyahu, of course, announced yesterday his policy that for every illegal Israeli settlement house that has to be bulldozed because it was built on Palestinian land, that he will approve 10 new ones to be built in its place someplace else. And they just approved, let's see, what was it? 4,300 new illegal settlements have just been approved in the occupied territories. All of these are violations of United Nations resolutions, I might add. So as the world press continued to condemn Israel for its, again, violating UN sanctions and so forth, inevitably, and this is becoming a repeating pattern, somebody inside Gaza, we don't know who, we can't, it's impossible, fired a bottle rocket, little tiny harmless rocket, over the wall and, as usual, into an empty lot that hurt nobody. And Israel says, oh, the evil, bad Palestinians, and launched an airstrike into Gaza. Several of them, actually, over a two-day situation. They blew up an inhabited house at a refugee camp. They injured four children. Apparently, they had one miss over there. They blew up a dairy. That's the one that's really interesting. They blew up a farm that produces cheese in Zaytun, east of Gaza City. And, of course, the joke is that, you know, terrorists eat cheese, too, so we're allowed to bomb the dairies. But here is rather interesting. Back in 2007, there was an analyst regarding the last invasion of Lebanon, where they were trying to get to the Litani River, and there was a massive, massive bombing campaign by Israel in Lebanon, and it kept hitting non-military targets. And so somebody went in and basically looked and saw that during the bombing of Lebanon, the targets were being picked not because they represented a military threat to Israel, but because they were small and medium-sized Lebanese industrial businesses that were manufacturing products for export that directly competed with Israeli businesses. In other words, Israel is bombing not a military enemy, but their business competition. That's a great way to be a success in the business field if you're blowing up your competitors. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So basically, back during the aftermath of Israel's last invasion of Lebanon, it came out that Israel bombed a great many non-military targets. An analysis showed that Israel was bombing Lebanese businesses that competed with Israeli businesses. So the war was as much about preserving Israel's dominance in certain areas of economic activity over their neighbors. And so this is why we're seeing Israel bombing a cheese dairy in Gaza so that the Palestinians will have to buy their cheese from an Israeli company. And of course, as I've been saying for a long time, this is why Israel is trying to trick the U.S. into bombing Iran's nuclear power station, because Israel has this wonderful little business in clandestine nuclear weapon sales around the world, and they don't want any competition. And so this is the secret of Israel's preeminence in so many fields of economic endeavor. They go out and destroy their competition, which doesn't sound very democratic to me at all. There's a wonderful article, speaking of lies and wars and economics, there's a wonderful article called "The Lies About the 1967 War Are Still More Powerful Than the Truth." Basically, we've come up on the anniversary of yet another one of Israel's wars. This is the 1967 war, and of course the propaganda is Israel had no choice but to go out and kill all these other people. They were going to attack us. They had evil intentions, and that gives us the right to basically go in and blow up a bunch of people here. So we're at the 45th anniversary of the start of the 6 Days War, and basically it's a collection of quotes by Israel's leadership and Israel's military that they knew there was no threat to Israel. They just decided they were going to invade these other countries and blame them for it. Just like how Israel and the U.S. invaded Iraq and said, oh, they got weapons of mass destruction. Now they're trying to invade Iran. Oh, they're thinking about weapons of mass destruction. And, oh, we got to go into Libya because we can't talk about the Golden Hour. They have giant radioactive mushrooms or something like that. We don't know. Let's see. In an interview published in Le Monde, on the 20th of February, 1968, Israeli Chief of Staff Rabin said this, quote, I do not believe that Nasser wanted war. The two divisions which he sent to Sinai on 14th May would not have been enough to unleash an offensive against Israel. He knew it, and we knew it, end quote. On 14th of April, 1971, a report in the Israeli newspaper Al-Hamishmar contained the following statement by Mordecai Bentov, a member of the wartime national government, quote, the entire story of the danger of extermination of Israel was invented in every detail and exaggerated a posteriori to justify the annexation of new Arab territory. They're basically admitting in their own publications they made it all up. On the 4th of April, 1972, General Haim Bar-Lev, Rabin's predecessor as chief of staff, was quoted in Ma'ariv as follows, quote, we were not threatened with genocide on the eve of the 6 Days War, and we had never thought of such a possibility, end quote. And the same Israeli newspaper, on the very same day, General Izar Weizmann, chief of operations during the war, and a nephew of Chaim Weizmann, was quoted as saying, quote, there was never any danger of annihilation. This hypothesis has never been considered. We'll be right back after station identification.